Don Buber, the longtime president and CEO of Avalon Advanced Materials, died at home on July 30. He was 68. His obituary from Dixon Garland Funeral Home in Markham listed the cause of death as the rapid progress of neurodegenerative diseases. Buber relinquished his titles earlier this year and stepped down from the board of directors in June. He is described in his obituary as a pioneer and visionary for his foresight in developing and promoting what's now called critical mineral supply chains. Born in 1955 in Ormstown, K. A young Buber moved with his family to Truro, Nova Scotia, where he developed an interest in rocks while fossil hunting on the beach. Trained in geology at McGill University and mineral exploration at Queen's University, Buber spent the early years of his career as a field geologist on projects across Canada, including asbestos exploration for Minerex, with Getty Mines and Texas Gulf. He was part of the team that discovered the Gondor zinc-silver-lead-copper massive sulfide deposit. Buber joined Aur Resources in 1984 as the regional exploration manager based in Val-d'Or, K. He was a part of the team that discovered the Louvecourt copper-zinc deposit in 1989, then regarded as the largest deposit of its kind since the Kidd Creek discovery outside Timmins. Buber founded Avalon Ventures in 1994 and focused the company on rare metals and non-traditional commodities, starting with his cornerstone Separation Rapids lithium pegmatite property, north of Kenora, which Avalon acquired in early 1997. Today, it is one of northwestern Ontario and Canada's most promising lithium deposits under development. He was also a staunch advocate and champion for greater Indigenous participation in the mining industry. Want to read more stories about business in the North? Subscribe to our newsletter. Avalon signed a 1998 Memorandum of Understanding, MO, with Wabasimung Independent Nations for community development and economic participation at Separation Rapids. Avalon also advanced the Nechelacho Rare Earth Elements Project in Northwest Territories through permitting and agreements with local First Nations. An arrangement with Vital Metals saw Nechelacho become Canada's first rare earth elements mine in 2021 and the first mine in Canada to be entirely operated by a local First Nation-owned company. What's considered Buber's landmark achievement was the signing of a MO between Prospectors and Developers Association of Canada, PDAC, and the Assembly of First Nations in 2008, paving the way for greater First Nations involvement in the Canadian mining sector as business leaders and partners. Buber is survived by his wife of 38 years, Marcia Mazursky, his two children Andrew Buber, Ingrid Ng, of Guelph, and Peter Buber, currently residing in Toronto, one sister, Carol Buber, Richard Brown, of Red Deer, Alberta, and two grandchildren Maria and Charles. A celebration of Buber's life will take place at P.J. O'Brien Irish Pub and Restaurant on 39 Colborne Street in Toronto on October 5 from 3 to 6 p.m. Donations in Don's memory can be made to Mining Matters or the Canadian Museum of Nature. Avalon tweeted that Buber positioned Avalon at the forefront of green energy. We owe much to his leadership, vision, and send our deepest condolences to his family and loved ones.